Namah Suryaya, or is it Om Suryaya?
Om Namah Suryaya.
Om Namah Suryaya.
Namakamakatskaya Satyam Bruhi Bruhi Swaha.
Yeah, I don't know all those ones. Yeah. And then finally, you did the Hare Rama Krishna. Hare Rama Krishna.
Hare Rama Krishna. Hare Rama Krishna. Hare Rama Krishna. Okay.
Okay. Blessings on this. Okay. Been a little nervous, you know?
It's me and Frank.
I know.
No one else is here today, so.
So, all right. So we start with the Lagna and Lagnesh. So we see that we have a Virgo ascendant, Virgo Lagna, and that Mercury has gone to the third house. You know, there's a big conjunction there, but for now we'll just we'll note that the Lagna is being aspected by Jupiter, and that the Lagnesh is conjunct Sun, Venus, and Saturn.
Okay.
Next task, and let's see, I think there's some Rashi. Should I include Rashi aspects at first or no?
You roll through.
All right.
Well, as long as it all gets in, that's what matters. Okay. This is a general template, you know?
Okay, and I'm just going to take note of what houses everything's in. Virgo ascendant, we have K2 and Mars in the second house in Libra. We have Saturn, Venus, Sun, and Mercury in the third house in Scorpio. We have Moon in the fourth house.
And just, we're taking them in, that's such a big conjunction. We got Saturn at 9 degrees, Venus at 17, Sun at 26, and Mercury at 6. So really, we would say, what was Saturn at?
Saturn
is 9. So it's Mercury 6, Saturn 9, and who's our next one? Sun, right?
Sun is Atmakarka.
Nope, so then next it's Saturn. So it's Mercury, Saturn, Venus, Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Just an age there.
Yes. And I don't think there's any war going on there. Then we go down to the Moon in the fourth house. It's in Mula, Sagittarius at 0 degrees.
Ouch.
And then we have Jupiter in the fifth house in Capricorn. So it's fallen technically. It's also getting aspects from Mars and Rahu. Well, I'm going around to mention that. Next, we have Rahu in Aries in the 8th house. And those are all of our planetary locations. So next, we're going to note the conjunctions and more the status of the everything. I kind of mentioned that before, that Moon is at 0 degrees and...
Hi there. Pick that up. Just sit for a minute. He'll be a few minutes. Probably be half an hour. This is his first chart reading.
Okay.
You can sit close if you want, or you don't have to. You can enjoy however you want.
I'll go get my computer.
Okay. So keep going.
Okay, so we have the Mars K2 conjunction in the second house.
Mm-hmm. What's that do?
Well, that's a really, I don't know, catabolic, I don't... is that the correct term? It's explosive.
Yes. And in the second house?
Money. Wasn't there a relation to the second house that Maggie was looking at? With her,
Yeah, but we don't need to bring that up.
Okay.
Is it a man or a woman?
It's a woman.
Okay. What else the second house?
Mm-hmm. Food, family, things that support the ascendant and the person themselves.
What else?
Is that the part of the body would be, is that the neck? I was wondering
about
that. The neck
as well, what else?
The speech.
Speech. I mean, the woman's got a sharp tongue. I should've known that. Woman's got a sharp tongue.
Uh-huh.
Keep going.
Okay. Can I move on or should I continue there?
Yeah. No. Move on.
Okay, so we have a large conjunction here in Scorpio, in the third house. I'm trying to, I'm a little confused about all that's going on there. What I did note is that there's a Parivartana yoga between the second and third house, between Mars and Venus.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That softens her tongue a little bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So, I mean, there's got to be more to mention about that.
Who's interacting with who?
The planets there?
Yeah.
In terms of proximity?
Nope. In terms of the rules of yogas. In the Dasha chapter.
You mean what house is they're ruling? Or
no.
Okay, I'm missing something.
Yeah, you're missing something. And just make note on that.
Mm-hmm.
How are they interacting? Who's interacting?
Oh, wait,
who's activating
the strongest interacts with the weakest. Is that correct?
Not strongest and weakest.
I forgot.
Yeah, make a note. To find that out. We want to know who's activating who.
Okay.
And that's in the Dasha chapter.
Okay.
So next.
So I'm not going to talk about the yogas that they're forming yet.
Okay.
Okay, it'd be easier to do it now. So we have Lakshmi Narayana yoga going on there. I believe it's better if the yogas are in Kendra or trine in order to get fruition.
Yeah.
But in the third house there, that's got to have some positive aspect. We got the fifth and ninth lord coming together with the first and tenth there in the third house. So that's Mercury and Venus and Saturn.
But who's it good for? Is it good for her?
Yeah, it's good for her friends, maybe.
Good for her friends. Who else?
Her siblings.
It's good for her siblings.
Maybe it could be good if she's writing. Would that be... Does that apply? It
would also be good for writing. And it's also the house of music and performance.
Mm-hmm.
Would be good for acting and things of that nature.
Maybe like networking and communicating with people, bringing people together.
Could be good for that.
But it seems like it's definitely more for, it's bringing, it's kind of like a catalyst to bring others.
What else?
We've got a second. Sixth Lord. I don't know, there's a lot going on there.
You don't have it listed out?
I do, but I didn't know I was going to be able to read my notes, so I didn't write everything I was thinking. Yeah, all I wrote down is the what lords are coming together.
Yeah, but what about what yogas they're creating?
Okay, so Saturn and Venus coming together, that's Saraswati yoga, isn't it?
Saturn and Venus?
Yeah, is that correct? No. Okay, well
Saraswati is Jupiter, Venus, and Mercury.
Okay. Doesn't Saturn and Venus have a specific...
Nope.
No. What it, well,
I can tell you what it does, but I won't. I let that be recorded.
Okay.
There's the first lord and the ninth lord conjunct there. That's a Raja Lakshmi yoga. That's a prosperity combination happening in the third house.
Okay.
So she needs to activate that third house. It's crucial. It gives both her purpose and it gives her finances.
Okay.
And that you get right there just from looking at those conjunctions.
And that's actually, I mean, that yoga is affirmed in a couple other ways. You got 10th and 9th lord coming together, 5th and 9th, 5th and 1st. So there's a lot of trine and kendra interaction there.
Yeah.
Gosab Upapada Lagna there, if we want to go deeper, and so, A7.
So who's going to activate that then for her?
Her partner.
Getting married.
And the A7's there too, so it definitely will.
Getting married activates that.
Okay.
Keep going, right down the list.
So can I move on to the moon?
Sure.
We're just going through conjunctions, but okay, so moon's got directional strength there, correct? Yes, it does. It's in Sagittarius at 0 degrees. I don't know if there's a specific dosha for that.
That's Mulagandhata. It's the worst.
Oh yeah, it is. You know, I didn't notice that.
You should have known that.
You're right. Mulagandhata
from the Panchanga chapter. So at the point, you've almost failed, but don't worry, keep going, because it'll make it easier for your next time.
Gandhanta. Oh, I should have noticed that. I knew there's...
Oh, yeah, that's a Panchanga dosha. It's the most important thing to fix in this chart.
Okay. So, and then Jupiter.
How does she experience that Gandhanta dosha?
So I could have influence from the mother.
Every time she moves, it's a big catastrophe. She loses everything, starts new, right?
Because it has to do with home?
That's Moon Gandhanta does that. Makes the person transition. They're changing things all the time so that nothing ever builds up and becomes something enough. Mm-hmm. What's she do for work?
She's, she do? She's like a holistic health practitioner,
mm-hmm.
and she organizes retreats and helps people with detox.
Mm-hmm. How long has she been doing that?
At least 5 years or more.
Mm-hmm. It brings transition, too much transitions, and very difficult transitions.
Mm-hmm.
Retreats. Retreat is third house.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Interest.
Alright.
Does she have any musical leanings?
Not to my knowledge. She does write and network a tremendous amount. She brings together people from all over different circles with similar plans.
Alright, talk about the moon.
Yes. It's getting drishti from Rahu. It's getting aspects. I have to cross over to ask a question, I suppose, a little bit. When you talk about the sensitivity of the moon in delivering the reading,
mm-hmm.
because her moon is Gandhanta,
mm-hmm.
is that going to affect that at all? But being in the fourth house, it would be, it's kind of a benefic placement.
It's directional strength. That's in her life. So the direction she goes, if she goes in the direction of things related to moon, she is successful. She works with people, social events, caretaking, things related to the moon, she'll be successful. Relative to her mental stability and ability to transition and resilience, if there's weakness.
Okay.
So all the strengths work, but they work in the areas that they work in.
Uh-huh. Let's see. It's not getting any other aspect except for that Rahu. No Rashi. It's got benefics on either side of it, but it's also got malefics there.
And?
So I don't know if that's forming.
But what's it mean?
It's a yoga. It could potentially be a yoga.
Which means what?
What do you mean?
What's it mean? What did you tell her? You just told her that you got benefics on either side of your moon and said okay and moved on?
No.
No, what did you say?
There is going to be support for her.
Good. For that's her, better.
For her feelings and for her plans of her mind, maybe.
And social situations.
Okay.
Social support.
But that'll be a little mixed, though, as well. Probably, right? With Saturn.
Yeah. The 12th from the moon is the worries that we dwell on. So you think she worries?
Mm-hmm.
Keep going, come on.
Can I go on to the next, or am I...
Oh, you can.
It looks like I'll be doing this again. That Jupiter is what really brought my attention at first, because it's fallen and it's getting aspect from Saturn, Mars, and Saturn and Mars.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cursed.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's...
What's that doing? What's it mean that it's cursed?
You know, what would it be doing? It'd be giving, significations of Jupiter. So potentially, like, problems with her kid, her child, or financial things, or maybe not getting support from teachers or finding the right teacher.
Teachers is correct.
Especially because it's fifth house there in education, learning.
Fifth house, it's Jupiter in the fifth house, so that's hurting her potential to have children.
Huh.
So it's both the fifth house getting hurt and the karaka for children getting hurt. It's a double. And Saturn's the Lord, he's not helping very much.
But we see that it's exalted in the Navamsha.
So that means it's Nietzsche Bunga.
But it's still receiving the aspects.
And it's conjunct Rahu there.
Mm-hmm. Complicated Jupiter.
But what area of her life is it hurting, other than the Karaka?
Partnership, potentially.
Hurts partnership and home. Look, it's the Lord of the Moon. Mm-hmm. So that Moon, not only is it Mula Gandanta, but its Lord is cursed. So that shows a lot of mental, you know, the mental instability and mental stuff she's got to work through there. And Jupiter being cursed, second from the moon, how much is it really going to support her if it's having all problems of his own?
Not very well at all.
That's like a friend who says, call me if you need anything, but every time you call them, they're too busy with their problems to help. That's what's going on with that, you know? But, and that's the partner. Partner, you know, it's seventh house. So partner says, I'll be there for you whenever you need me. But is he there for her?
No.
No, he's not showing up. So we need to do a remedy for that Jupiter. And we need to do a remedy for that moon. I'm gonna keep going.
Okay. Just moving to the next planetary body. We have Rahu there in the eighth house in Aries, which... it's got to be kind of a rough... I don't think Rahu's very happy there. It's going to put a... Rahu being in Aries is going to...
Follow the order. The order wasn't to go by planet by planet. What's next?
That's what I thought I had done here.
Oh, we look at Charakarkas and Anuruddha Lagna next.
Okay. Okay, yeah, we covered the moon aspects, the moon nakshatra. Okay. So, the Atmakarka is sun in Scorpio.
What's that mean?
So, a lot of, you know, her soul purpose in life is probably going to be related to solar things like leadership, particularly leadership, or developing their own personal will.
What's she struggling with?
Independence. What are you asking me?
What's she struggle with?
Well, probably health.
Ego. Sun doesn't make you struggle with health.
I was just, okay.
Sun makes you struggle with ego, as Atmakarka.
Ah, yes, I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there. She's, that's basically her struggle, you know, her goal in life, right, is to figure out how she relates to her ego and how she uses that. Yeah, other people,
you know, it's one thing she has to work with and deal with is ego related stuff. Talk to me about Aruda Lagna.
So her Aruda is right there with that fallen Jupiter and the A8. So that's going to complicate things probably if we're doing remedy, I imagine. But so she's perceived though as at least the fact that Jupiter's there, even if it's fallen, is going to give her kind of a positive influence on her Aruda, right?
Mm-hmm.
On her
Because of Nichibunga.
Okay. Just because of that, otherwise
she's popular and people respect her and look up to her.
And she's probably seen as you know, a guide for some people,
mm-hmm.
or that she has knowledge to pass on to others.
Totally.
One, two, three. And let's see. An 11th from Aruda Lagna.
Wow.
That's important for monetary gains, right?
Oh yeah, all that's given her money. So those retreats are definitely a way for her to make good money.
We also see, A2 is with the moon. Is there anything else I can say about that AL, the Aruda Lagna itself that I'm missing?
That's good. I'm gonna see Isis right now, and I want you to really go through your notes, because I want like this for the rest of these. We got curses, blessings, Panchanga lords. I want a real good reading of the dashas and the vamsha. I want to know why it's rectified and what you did to rectify it, and I want to know what you said and how she responded, and I want it done like that. So why don't you switch over to the brown seat and let Isis
sit
right here?
Yeah, I haven't done the reading for her yet.
You're supposed to do the reading.
Okay, and so I thought I was just going through.
Oh no, you're supposed to do a full reading.
Okay, that's a good thing I haven't done yet because.
All right, so then we're done. You have to go do the full reading. And then we'll finish the reading. And I want you to go through everything that we already went through, and I want you to go through it fast so that it's clear. Frank, Isis was supposed to come at 5, and she got stuck in traffic, so she came a little late. And I told her as long as she didn't mind, you know, that it wasn't private space, we could answer her questions, you know, all together. So, Isis, come jump in the... Hey, Isis. Isis. So we see a Jupiter dosha.
Uh-huh.
Isis. Go tap her.
You're up.
Oh,
headphones.
Come on up.
You failed. I did. I failed. I just got thrown out of the hot seat.
Well, it's a tough choice job project.
Yeah. He's got to try again next week.
I can't imagine that, David.
I can't even imagine the Vedic. Sorry about that.
And this is Frank here.
Hi, Frank.
And
hi.
We have one more person joining us, but she's in India, and the internet shop doesn't open for a few more minutes. So.
Long drive. Hi, Freedom.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm getting here.
Can I squeeze in a little?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Go.
That's good.
Yeah, you got the are you recording it?
No, that's your phone. I just picked it up.
I'm just saying, Isis, for to throw
it up right now.
Throw it on the recording because it's gonna yours is gonna go into the class recording.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So. I'm
trying to remember
so go
where
ahead.
Recording is.
Get rid of close all that down. Go into no. Go back. It's that thing that has all the things in it.
Stocks new. Oh here.
Yeah. Right there. Press that red button. All right, so September 21st, 1978, 10:14 a.m., Mesa, Arizona. And we have 24 Libra. We have a Malavya Mahapurusha in the first house, and we have a Hamsa Mahapurusha Yoga in the 10th house. And we have Rahu-Sun conjunction in the 12th. And a Moon in the 8th house. All right, so what are we looking at today?
I sent some questions.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they were bad. They didn't print them out.
Well, I always ask when, how's my career thing going?
How's the career? Oh, that's not good. They didn't print them.
This is great. This is like doing field work, you know, watching you come in. And...
So, we're looking at investment potential, job changes, relationship dynamics, and staying in LA part-time.
Yep.
All right.
I'm thinking the investment potential
gonna,
I'm not going to do.
I'm just going to grab...
We'll look.
Well, let's look.
So I'm going to cast a Prashna, and it is December 1, 2016, and in our Prashna, it is Gemini, and I always do a little note, and I keep it in the file, so that I can remember what I said, because otherwise, you know, I don't remember. So, and particularly with the Prashna, because the Prashna is going to change. You know, it's like, if there's not a, we don't keep track of that. All right. So, we have our chart and our Prashna. And then we have our questions that she sent, and I'm going to read them again. And so it's one, investment potential. And the order she put them is very important. Two, job changes. Three, relationship dynamics. And four, LA part-time. And five, travel in January.
Seems like the same questions I ask every time.
So we got Lagna, Moon, Sun, Jupiter and Venus. All right. And so her first thing is, first question, and we look at the Rashi first. And some people would say look at the Prashna first, but I always look at the Rashi first. So there's an investment potential. And I do a quick look at the Rashi. We got Mercury and Saturn in Leo in the 11th house, and then I pop over and I see from Aruta Lugna we got an exultant moon. So we see some really good investments happening, just in general. All right, Maggie's joining us. Hey, Frank, do you think, let's see, it depends whether she's phone or computer. If she's on the computer, if you could type the data over to her so that she has it while we're doing this. If she's on a computer and can get that. otherwise, we'll stop. So we see, you know, potential real good investments with that exultant moon there. And that's the realm of investment that we want to make sure that we advise. But we also have these two Mahapurusha yogas, and they can overrule everything. So investment in either of those areas is also beneficial. Then I look over to the Prashna. Our Prashna, we have Gemini rising. Where's Mercury gone? Mercury's gone to the seventh house of business and business partners. And look, there's two planets in there, Venus and Moon. That's two women. So there's an indication of two women partners in some type of business endeavor. But she said investment potential. So now we looked at what's going on. Now let's ask her. So what kind of business potential do you got going on?
Well, there's this company called Paisley that acts kind of like a PayPal and a Venmo.
Uh-huh.
And a friend of mine started this company. He has some patents that seem legit,
mm-hmm.
and he's looking for investment. He's opened up an mm-hmm. investment amount, and I thought about that, and then I was like, well, should I better to just invest in myself and my own business of what I'm doing for my work in the world? This is sort of like investing in this potential money-making venture that I never have to think about again, or if I just put the money I'd put into myself, into my own work, education.
Mm-hmm. But what's own work mean?
Living village culture.
But what would that look like?
Retreats, education platforms,
and it's
and
not,
teaching.
And it's not possible to spread it?
It is possible to spread it.
Okay.
I did a smaller amount in mm-hmm. the Paisley project. The Paisley project is, it's risky, you know, but it's a new money exchange program.
Mm-hmm. And people want to get away from PayPal.
Yeah.
You know, people don't want PayPal, but there's what else to use?
Yeah.
It's nobody has been able to come and compete with PayPal. So it's an either or question, which makes it a little bit more difficult.
It could be both. It could be both.
Well, I'm just saying for us as a Prashna.
Oh.
If it was a simple, if she just said, "Should I invest in this?" And that really was kind of the first aspect of the question, or not just me. So we're looking at that as, is it this combination, or is this combination not working? Is this investment not working? And we're looking at that Lugna Lord in the seventh, and that's a business. That's not a personal thing. That's outside, right? It's not fourth house. Not second house, it's not her tenth, you know, tenth we'd say also outside. But that's, you know, if it was for her personal learning and that type of stuff, we'd be seeing fifth, you know, investment into self in that way. But this is Lugna Lord's gone to the seventh. So that's a business opportunity. And now looking at this Prashna, she was supposed to be here at 5 o'clock and got stuck in traffic. So for some reason, the answer wasn't in the 5 o'clock chart. The answer's in the 640 chart, you know? And so here it's saying a business opportunity outside. It's with Venus and Moon. Now, are Venus and Moon supporting... Venus, Moon in Sag, are they supporting a PayPal-type PayPal type of investment, or the other one is in yourself doing retreats, you said?
Retreats, teaching, and education.
Retreats, teaching, and education. What is that Venus and Moon more looking like? Does that look like an online financial transaction machine, or does that look like retreats?
It feels more like retreats to me.
Yeah, Venus and Moon?
Yeah, those are like, the Moon is like direct, personal. Mm-hmm. Venus also.
I'm testing them.
Yeah, and Sagittarius also has kind of to do with travel. Too. Sagittarius has to do with travel a bit as well.
But did she say travel?
No, but like retreats is more of kind of like a mobile thing.
Third house is retreats.
Okay.
We saw that just in that chart that you had a minute ago.
True.
Yeah. Frank, any suggestions?
So his video feed's interrupted.
I know, but he might still, his audio and his video are two different things. Oh. You there, Frank? You know, it's two. If I look at the Moon is more of a caretaking retreat type of situation, and signed off. And Venus is much more. Venus is a Rajas planet. Venus is Lakshmi. It's money. It's working with money.
Business.
Right. It's business. So we got two. We got two different situations. I said two different women. Remember in the beginning, mm-hmm. But we actually have two different investment potentials. So it's not just in her and not just in them. It's put a little money there. Put a little money in the her. It's both. Mm-hmm. Indication is not just one, but yeah.
Okay.
And if we look at her chart, which one is being indicated from her natal chart as the best?
That's a hard question.
No, it's not.
Like, you mean if she were to invest or whether,
what's the
in herself?
So we saw what the Prashna said. Now we're just confirming with her natal chart.
Well, I see both there as well.
Yeah.
Seventh Lord gone to the first, I would think would be like a kind of a person who goes into business, you know, like in a more personal way. You know, that's where like they're working with other people directly.
Let me catch Frank up real fast. So we lost you, and my question, and see if you want to answer it before we go on. So Lagna Lord's conjunct Venus and Moon, which is more likely the being indicated? Investment in a PayPal type company or investment in doing retreats?
Teaching and education.
Teaching and retreats and education. Oh, can't hear you. Can't hear you. All right.
Perhaps more of a business thing, just because Venus is more associated with Rajas and money and.
Exactly. He got it. See. But we also have Moon there, and Moon is this caretaker, you know, so Moon would be giving us more this retreat type of energy. And Venus is giving us this business energy. So, and then, so we looked at that. So there's an indication of both on a certain way. And there's two there. We got, you know, like when I, before she clarified the question, remember I said there's business with two women. And two women is, you know, in this case, two businesses. So we take that back to the Lagna before we give her our opinion, and we look what's being best indicated by her natal chart. Yeah. So in her natal chart, we have Venus and Lagna. Oh, did we lose you, Frank? I think so. And Maggie didn't seem to be able to sign on either. One student, she just went to India, and it's her first time signing on from India. So, but she's good. This is our slowest one in the class.
Yeah.
But he's pretty good, because, you know, the other five people dropped out by this level, and so he's just at the, once he does
just
that,
hanging on.
Once he does that chart reading, then he's done. He's completed the level, so he's got, you know.
I didn't know you were teaching.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you not tell people, me?
I'm just not good at advertising.
I would have taken it, too.
Next class starts January 12th.
Okay.
You
got
it. You
got
it. You got to be able to put in. It's about what, 4 or 5 hours a week.
Okay.
What do you say?
Yeah, that's just to watch. You know, just to keep up with the lectures.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
To do studying on top of that is probably necessary too.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, January 12th to start.
I absolutely love it so much.
I mean, I've been wanting to study with you for years now.
It's January 12th is the next batch.
Right.
And the new secretary is supposed to make an advertisement tomorrow. So we'll see. Ashley is slowly transitioning into Laurel. And at least it's being recorded. You remember what I said, the Mahapurusha Yogas can overrule everything. We have the Hamsa Mahapurusha Yoga, which says teaching, that kind of stuff. And then we have the, okay, hey Frank.
Hi.
So where I went is, so we see what the Prashna was giving us. Then we just take it back and double check, you know. So the Prashna gave us some clarity. Then we take it back into the Rashi. And if she didn't have the Mahapurusha Yogas, I'd look at the 11th house, I see Mercury and Saturn. Mercury is saying, Mercury there is saying a PayPal-type company would be great. And then we have 11th from Maruta Lagna, we have Moon, so saying retreat-type situation is great. That's not teaching, that's more like retreat-type stuff, you know, that's this caretaking thing. That aspect of it. But then we look at the Mahapurusha Yogas, and in the 10th we got Ahamsa Mahapurusha Yoga, which says teaching type opportunity, and we see the Venus in the Lagna saying a PayPal type of opportunity. So we're getting a dual combination, which is exactly what the Prashna is telling us. It's telling us both. Don't do just one. We have two opportunities here, and really follow through with both opportunities. Now, if and the moon is 14 degrees right now. If the moon was a Mulligandanta, which it was yesterday morning, would I tell her to do the other one? Even though the moon is there?
Probably not.
No, it would indicate like complete like loss and disturbance and all kinds of problems. But here it's indicating spreading out into two different things. So you got your answer.
Yeah. Every day is different depending on when you ask it. So that's an emotion.
It would have took 5 minutes to answer,
yeah,
but
yeah,
it took,
no
took 10.
No, I appreciate that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the logic that goes in.
I like it.
All right. So we have our answer there. How's that sit? How's that sit with you?
For me? Oh, yeah. It's just interesting because yesterday I checked in about it and the timing, I went to the psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it wasn't a good time to do it.
Which
so
one?
The Paisley one.
The Paisley.
And so it's interesting that talking to you, it really depends on when you ask the question.
Oh, yeah,
determines
exactly.
How it sets it in motion.
But don't put all your money in.
No.
Is the big thing. It says do it, do. Put,
a little
be
bit.
Be part of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, something like PayPal, if you would put some money into PayPal when it first started, or just look at Pascal. He put his money, he put $10,000 into a kombucha company. You know the story?
Yeah, I do.
And now the company's worth $1 million. So his $10,000 is worth $100,000
yeah.
right now. So it's, you know, so you put a little bit in and it can, yeah. There's this new company called MicroVentures. MicroVentures? And oh, it's the best, coolest little investment thing. You can invest $1,000 here and $2,000 over there and get like stock in all these little companies. It's really
smart.
And they're small. It's MicroVentures. It means like like if Three Forks wanted to open up and they raised money. And it real nice investment setup there. But yeah, throw a little in.
Okay.
I mean, and reevaluate, you know, is the company going to be working, this and that and all that. But it shows don't, our main thing is don't put all the money into just the retreat and teaching reality. Like, do invest it into something else that's going to be making more money.
Okay.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
Is it like normal, like cash, or is it like an alternative currency thing?
Not alternative currency.
Okay,
it's
just wondering.
Having, yeah.
It's just like PayPal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Paisley. Pay. Paisley.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Got it. Uh-huh. That makes sense. When I first heard Paisley, I'm thinking of the little Paisleys on clothing
me
and
too.
Stuff. But then, yeah. All right. So our second question, job changes. All right. So we're taking this one from the moon. And Maggie, can you hear us? See her on there, but it doesn't look.
Did I hear something? There's a red mark.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, but you can't hear me, she says. She just messaged us.
Yes, good. You can hear, though, at least. Well, if you can type when it comes time to answer stuff, just you can type, and that'll be good. Technical difficulties, no problem. At least you're with us, and I don't know if you know. So we're looking at a prashna that's done for 640 Nevada City, and we're comparing that right now with the chart of a woman who's born September 21st, 1978, at 10:14 a.m.
So we think
in Mesa, Arizona.
It's on the board too.
Okay, and it should be up there if you can see. So we're working with that prashna and that chart. And with the prashna, you want to be using the prashna that I'm using. All right. So our next one is job changes. So we're going to ask her about the job changes in a minute, but we want to ask from a place of already knowing what the stars are indicating. And then her question, when we ask her, is just clarifying this. We want to already come in with a general understanding. What's that, Maggie? I don't know what that was. All right. And so we look. We're going to the moon. And so we look at the moon. The moon is with Venus and Mercury. That's showing tons of rajas, right? Mm-hmm. Tons of rajas going on. Job changes. I mean, there's probably like how much job reality is there? There's we see two different jobs or two different possibilities. One in an artistic field. One in maybe a financial or teaching type realm. And she said job. So from that, we look at the Karakabhava. Karakabhava is 10th from there. So that's Jupiter in the 10th from there. Looks good. Job reality looks good. It's being indicated, you know, whatever she's asking, there's a, you know, we see something nice happening, right?
So the client represents the moon in the prasna. Is that what you're...
In the prasna right now,
okay.
Yes. And the Lugna Lord, look, the Lugna Lord of the Moon has gone to the 10th house from it. So that shows second question relates to job.
Lugna Lord. Okay.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
Totally relates to job. So that indicates our prashna is giving us correct reality.
Okay. Oh, so I see what you're doing. Lugna first question.
Moon is Lugna for question two.
Got it.
Okay. Good. You caught that. And then we look at her chart. She's got Jupiter. Wow, she's got Jupiter in the 10th house, just like the prashna's indicating.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just take a quick look. Where's Rahu transiting? Rahu's transiting through Leo right now in her 11th house. Saturn's transiting through her 2nd house. Might be draining the bank account a little bit right now. You know, there's a lot of expenses happening. And Rahu's blocking some of the income. Okay, so we see that there's this money strain. Maybe there's that has some relation to it. We haven't even asked the details yet, but we're taking that into account, and then we look at Jupiter. Where's what's growing, and that's Virgo, and that's 12th house. So that's not growing business at all. You know, that may be growing her self-confidence a little bit right now, but not business-wise. So now we took that into account, and then we say, so job changes. What kind of job changes are you thinking about?
Well, Dulab has offered me a job to take on the entire educational peninsula, which is 6 educational environments. And so I went and just came back from a trip, and we're just negotiating that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a good paying job for that kind of work.
Yeah.
You know, but
good paying is what?
Yeah, exactly. But what it would do is it would kind of, I'd get to vision and project manage the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
So it'd create a platform for, you know, education and activism.
Fully. And education, activism, and also a nice thing on the resume, kind of.
Yeah,
like, a
huge thing on the resume, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Plus, we also did a retreat last November, and mm-hmm. then we did another one in August, and those sold out.
Nice.
So
how many people were in the retreats?
The 23, and then the other one was 25.
Nice.
And they went really well, and so if I take this job, which I'm pretty much going to take it, but you know, then it would create, obviously, a huge aspect of my resume, and then we might develop a 360 Dulab, where we can mm-hmm. do these educational retreats year-round.
All the time.
But the way that I'm used to feeling really comfortable,
uh-huh.
wouldn't be as much space and time.
What do you mean, space and time?
This would consume a lot of my time.
Eat a lot of the time up, meaning you got to let go of some of the things that aren't as important in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure that that's a good, you know.
Yeah. So I'm going to just check and see how these guys would answer, and then I'll give my answer. So what do you think? You think it's a good idea? So basically we're getting is this a good way, direction to go?
Let's do that. What did,
it's a production company for music and events. And
okay. And so, and what, where would you...
Bottom line, what we looked at before she asked the question, based on everything that we looked at before she asked the question, what's our answer? So we already had our answer before we asked her.
Well, yeah, so she's going to do it.
Going to do it, but is it good? Because we could sit there and say, no, that's a bad idea. Sorry, don't do that. Like, I mean...
Yeah, I don't know where... yes. Yeah, I think that it is a good idea.
Why? Okay, you're next, Frank.
Okay.
I mean, it's more just like...
We'll let this guy bumble around for a minute.
Yeah, save me from myself.
Boom.
This is an educational kind of endeavor, too?
Educational,
this is a production company, but...
entertainment and educational.
Okay.
You got 30 seconds.
Okay, well, yeah, from the Prasna, you know, we see, I mean...
Yes or no? Is it a good idea or not a good idea?
I think it is.
Why?
Well, she has strong significations, like, for partnership there, and just looking at a Rashi chart.
Not good enough. Okay, no. Frank. Sorry.
It seems like a good idea. Just you got Mercury and Jupiter in a Parivartana. They're both getting Digbala.
Totally. They got Digbala. Yeah. Yep.
They're, you know, kindred from each other. It's pretty strong. And then especially the educational aspect is what she seems most interested in, is on her Ruta Lagna. So it's going to help give rise to her image.
Fully.
In her Rashi chart. So, yeah.
Remember, this is Lagna right now. So just see the chart upside down. So from that moon, it's conjunct. She's got Venus and Mercury in the Lagna. It's an entertainment and educational thing. Parivartan between Mercury and Jupiter in the 10th house.
Yeah.
It's good for career, good for educational, and it's good for entertainment. It's all around. And her main planets in the Mahapurusha Yogas are Venus and Jupiter. So this thing is involving both Venus and Jupiter. It's perfect. It fully helps her activate who she is in life. This job brings out who she is. It brings out all her skills forward. It activates both her Malavya Mahapurusha Yoga and her Hamsa Mahapurusha Yoga. It's a great opportunity. It's way good that she drop a few other things.
I can see that now that you mentioned that.
And oh, Maggie, I didn't give you a chance. Next time I'll give you a chance, and you can just type in a few words, and you can say yes or no, and a sentence or two of why. That way, you know, when we put ourselves out there, if we just sit and listen, it doesn't do the same. And if we put ourselves out there, we get so much more. Even Justin just now, he's collecting his spinal cord injuries, and he's just having an incredible revelation because he's like, wow, I can see stuff. And even though he saw you and Frank, you know, when you actually do it and you find those results yourself, it's a whole different thing. So you just giving your opinion, even if it's right or wrong, it doesn't matter. Just by putting it out there, it makes it so that you have this greater weight in listening, and there's a greater learning that happens. All right. So, and I got to take quick notes real fast. So for that first question, I said both. For the second question, I said yes, definitely. And drop some other things.
What does it look for me financially in this direction?
Well, it's good. Okay. The big thing is it's activating. It's fully putting you, it's activating you.
Okay.
It's activating what you want to be doing.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, it's true, it is.
And whether, how long you do it with them, versus go off and do your own thing. You know, you're doing retreats with them for a while. Maybe after however long you're there, you go off and you do it without them. And, you know, you make a little bigger of a cut or whatever. But it's a great way to get you into the realm that you are perfect at. And we see that Jupiter, her Malavya Mahapurusha Yoga and her Hamsa Mahapurusha Yoga are both being activated. What that means is that you being a teacher and giving, setting up a knowledge base, school base, teaching people, and the whole entertainment industry and art performance thing, they're both getting activated. Mm. By this opportunity. And if we were really, really good, we could see that even without her telling us anything about it, just by looking at that chart and the prashna. You notice how I'm integrating the two. I'm not looking at just the prashna, I'm not looking at just her chart. And you know, she doesn't even know her time. This is a rectified chart that I did. But now, look, I mean, could the prashna be that good if this chart was incorrect?
No, that's pretty...
It completely lined up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all my other predictions based on this chart completely line up.
This is really educational to see you do this.
Which, you're lucky, because she was late. Otherwise, you wouldn't have seen this. And it would have been just me and her. All right. And I'm just... Activates both Maha Purusha Yogas. All right. So then we have relationship dynamics. And that we're going to see from the sun. And I don't want to say too much, you know, and you guys are going to... I'm giving you the insight into my mind, what I'm looking at before, you know, I ask her. But I'm looking at the sun. Sun is conjunct... Actually, I'm not going to translate it. I'm not going to say what it means. I'm just going to say the combinations I'm looking at. And then that way it doesn't taint how she, whatever, says the question. But so we see the sun is conjunct Saturn and Scorpio. We know what that means. We look, the Lord of Scorpio is Mars, and there's a parivartana between Saturn and Mars happening. So that's coming into the situation. And there's also a parivartana between Saturn and Ketu. So it's a double parivartana happening right there. Both Mars and Ketu are in Saturn signs. Saturn is in a Scorpio sign, conjunct that sun. And if we look from the sun, that is third and fourth house. Right? So we see this is the dynamic. And we want to look at Karaka Bhava as well. And if we look at Karaka Bhava, the seventh from that is Taurus, and Venus has gone to the second house. So that's what we're looking at there from the Prashna. And I'm not going to interpret that, but that's what I'm reading. And then we go over to the Rashi, we look at that, you know, it's relationship stuff. We look at the seventh house. Seventh house is ruled by Mars. Mars has gone to the first house. So we know that there's a special dasha being indicated by that. And I haven't said it out loud, but I've been looking at the Vimshottari dasha as we talked about the other questions. But when it comes to this question, I'm actually going to bring up the Dwisakti Sama dasha, because we're looking at a different timing. And so in that, I'm going to take her chart real fast. I'm going to look at the dasha, because I'm not using the dasha that she's in now, which is she's in Jupiter Vimshottari. But for this question, I want to do a real quick Dwisaptari Sama dasha. And in the Dwisaptari Sama, she's in Rahu still. And not until January, of this coming January, does she enter Sun.
Finally.
So there's a big difference. There's a big shift happening.
Definitely.
You see it? And what's Rahu doing? Rahu's in the 12th with the Sun. So we know we can get an idea of what relationship dynamics are being activated with that. Mm-hmm. Where now she's going into the Sun, but the Sun and Rahu are conjunct. So there's some change, but it's a different, you know, we're still in that 12th house dynamic. Mm-hmm. But yet we're coming at it from a very different angle. Yeah. And basically the different angle is, and I don't know if it was you guys I did this with or the advanced class. Did we compare Bernie and Trump's chart in here?
I believe we did.
And we saw that they both had a Saturn, a Rahu-Sun conjunction, but Bernie has Rahu-Sun in Leo, where Trump has Rahu-Sun in
Taurus.
So one had Rahu stronger, one has Sun stronger. So this is a similar kind of switch we're getting. Mm-hmm. You know, here Rahu was stronger, now Sun's going to become the stronger. So we're switching in between that type of dynamic. All right. And so then, let's see. So now, that's what I'm taking into account, okay? And I say, so what type of relationship question do you have? You can see it's all loaded, right?
No, like, this is cool.
We already know your answer. We already know the answer, but like now your question, and now we know how to answer it based upon your question.
How's it looking with the current man that I've been spending time with for the last year?
Okay, and anything more? Give the
just
full.
Just like, you know, yeah. I have all my commitment issues, obviously, yeah. And I'm just like, is it worth me continuing to give energy into this dynamic?
Mm-hmm. And what's this guy's name?
Lucas.
So, what's the Prashna tell us about Lucas?
Are we going to Jupiter?
No, we're the Sun, remember?
Still in the Sun, okay.
Parivartana between Saturn and Mars and Saturn and K2?
Yeah.
That's
it's a rough.
you think this is going to last?
No.
It's looking like it's kind of coming to a shift, and we see that the Dwisaptari is about to change. So she's been in this realm where it's been like okay to be some shady, not 100% reality, and when the Sun comes, it's like okay, like I want clarity here. There's going to be a clear line drawn. And it still won't be 100%, but it's still going to be like, it's going to, you know, right now, it's been, if we say that it's, what do we call it? It's on the shadier side. Now it's on, there's still a shadow there, but it's standing out from underneath of the shadow. Shadow is still there, part of the whole zone. Because, you know, Sun is still conjunct that Rahu. If the Sun wasn't conjunct Rahu, we could say, no, you're done with that kind of stuff. But they're still conjunct. But there's just a different angle of approach now. And it's a little bit more direct reality happening. But right now, it's all unknown. Huh.
The Sun Mercury is Parivartana and Rashi, too. So that's going to get lit up. So some shifting there.
Yes.
Frank's got the good eye.
He does. And so, but that brings it into conjunction with Saturn. But I'd rather have Saturn any day than Rahu. But that's good. That really, it brings a lot more clarity there. But you see, it's bringing it into conjunction with Saturn, and look at that Prashna. The Prashna, it's all about the Saturn Parivartana. And, right, you see where the Parivartana from this question? And here, yeah, from Saturn, that in the chart, it's a Parivartana happening.
It keeps happening again.
But you see how the same thing in the question, in the Prashna, is happening in the Rashi.
Yes.
If we look at the right places, it lines up like that.
Totally.
So that means we could possibly get the answer 100% from the Rashi, or could possibly get the answer 100% from the Prashna. But using them both, it's confirming and it's giving us that clarity.
Yeah.
But the Parivartana is saying that there's some change coming. There's some change because there's the desire, and I'm going to say the desire
because
to seek more...
Because it's with
just the Parivartana.
Right?
Parivartana alone. There's change
That's
coming. Yeah. And it's Saturn and Mars. That's Yama Yoga.
Okay,
Yama Yoga,
exchange.
It's putting its foot down. There's something, the way it is dying. Doesn't mean that he's dying, but the way it is dying.
The fact that sun's in the, I mean, we're using it as Lagna on the Prasna, but the fact that it's in the sixth, is that relevant at all?
No,
conflict?
No, no, it's, that's Lagna.
Okay, gotcha.
See it in your head as first house.
Gotcha.
And Mars is in the third, K2's in the fourth. Venus, Moon, Mercury are all in the second right now. We're reading straight. This is Prashna.
Got it.
But notice Sun and she's entering that Sun Dasha. And so that question she made third. She didn't make that question second or first.
Mm-hmm.
She made that question exactly where it was supposed to be for us to get the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And for it to completely line up with everything that's going on. Hayamba. Okay.
So
do we need more clarity, or is
because you said that it doesn't mean that the way it is has been going is dying.
The way that it's been going
is
needs to change.
So the main issue is his lack of like clarity on his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So then part of me that's like very driven and
mm-hmm.
on my path.
Yeah.
It's like it kind of bump up against that. So
okay. it's there needs to be clarity, and particularly once January rolls around, you're gonna say I need clarity. You're here. You're not like.
Okay.
You step up or you make room.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like you don't have a million and one suitors. So. Or Selena, she had 700 men request to marry her, and she's like, "Where's all the good men?" It's like, Selena.
Selena.
You haven't read her. Have you been reading her Standing
no.
Rock stuff? So she's got a few thousand people following her now because she's doing these live feeds.
Yeah.
And she's complaining that there's no good men around, but like, and she did that, and 700 men like asked to marry her, like in all these indigenous men, and what, you know, they're all like.
Good.
Yeah, but she's like, where's all the good, like,
yeah.
and it's like right there, you gotta, like, you know, it's all here. Any which way, you know. January, you're putting your foot down. It's he steps up, or there's a change.
Okay, I already feel it coming.
Yeah, she feels it coming. You see, when a dasha's coming, people, they know it's inherent.
Mm-hmm.
People know from inside when there's this shift coming. But that's January. That's after Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's an order. That's right.
So we got the relationship dynamic. I'm just gonna take a note. Way it is ending, and more clarity coming in.
Muted.
Is that me? Can you hear me? Frank, can you hear me? Just muted us. How to do that? Why to do that?
Unmuted.
Huh. Weird.
Strange.
That's Namita. That's Namita.
Oh.
Something's not being said in your relationship. Something's not being said between you and Lucas. Well, I don't know. One of you, there's something not being said. And Namita there. Yeah.
So how do I
The mute, Frank, the mute That's accidentally weird. got hit, so, and it was just weird, it turned on by itself, so.
So how do I get to the clarity around that?
But I think that's part of the clarity that you're looking for in January, yes. All right. So then we go to Jupiter. And we're looking, the question is LA part-time. And so we go to Jupiter's Lugna. You're getting how it's working,
yes,
now, right?
Yes, I got it.
And so from Jupiter, she's looking at maybe living another place. So Karkabhava is fourth house. And we see, look, the Lord of Jupiter's gone to the fourth house, showing that it's a correct question. The question and this as the lugna for the question is correct.
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah. Once again, perfectly.
Once again, perfect. Right.
Yeah.
But we need this for our confirmation. Otherwise, if that lugna lord had gone to the 10th, and she's like, should I be in LA part time to live? And I'd be like, what kind of job you got down there that you need to live down there? Like, work. It's not about living down there. It's about working down there. But, you know, we clarify.
Yeah.
And the person says, yeah, you're right. It's like that. You know, or if Mercury had gone to the seventh house instead of the fourth, I'd say, well, it's about some guy down there, huh? So you're wanting to move to get closer to the guy, and the person's like, oh yeah, it says that. but this is living. And so we see Mercury there, and what's Mercury with? Mercury's with this Venus and Moon again.
Yeah.
And what's Venus Moon indicate in the fourth house? As a yoga? Do you remember this one, Frank? Venus Moon in the fourth?
They both have directional strength there, I don't know.
They both have directional strength, but it's very very specific yoga. I can't hear you, You're... Let's see, can I unmute you? You're muted. Somehow.
Oh.
All right.
Here we go. Is that something about palaces?
Palaces. It shows very comfortable, big, scrumptious place to live. Yes. And so we see this palace type combination, and we the Lugna Lord from that question is going to the fourth house with the palace combination. Why would she? And let's make sure, like, Moon is strong, Mercury is Mercury's Marta Karkastana, so it shows that there's some, you know, like, you know, about it, but Venus and Moon are there, so it's like, oh, wow, you know. But it is the Lugna of that question that's Marta Karkastana. Mercury's Marta Karkastana in fourth and seventh. And so as it going into that fourth, but it's more in the fourth for Gemini and more in the seventh for Virgo, specifics. But we're getting a slight Marta Karkastana. So there is some suffering. She will be like missing here and having some, you know, hard time, you know, being away. But there's an incredible opportunities and an incredible place to be living. Real nice situation showing up down there. We go over to, and so we looked at the Prashna. Now we go over and confirm everything in the Rashi. And here we see fourth house is ruled by Saturn. Saturn's gone to the 11th with Mercury. So there's this whole work home situation reality that's going on. Jupiter's aspecting the fourth, which shows good luck with homes. Fourth Lord is Saturn. There's no connection between Saturn and Jupiter. We always look for the connection between the Fourth Lord and Jupiter, and that's a different type of yoga to talk about another time. But and we look at home. We see home. Moon is Marta Karkastana. You know, so there's already this Marta Karka stuff going on with home, just by natural. And we saw that the Lord. So here the Bhava Karka is Marta Karkastana, and we saw that the Lugna Lord of the Prashna was Marta Karkastana in the fourth. So you see there's a repeat happening, just like we saw the sun stuff happening and the Parivartana is happening the other. We see this Marta Karka energy repeating.
She might feel like she's dying when she's down there.
But there's just some suffering, there's some missing, but it's already, there's a missing when she's here anyway.
Uh-huh.
It's just part of the whole story that goes on. You know, it's like there's something not right about it all the time, even if it is palatial.
Here or there, either way.
So now go ahead and ask your question. So what do you mean about LA part time?
Well, for this job,
yeah,
everything's more efficient and easier and manifests quicker
Yeah.
versus if I'm all the way over here.
Mm-hmm.
And so this opportunity...
How much time would you be down there?
So far, 1 week a month.
Only 1 week a month?
Well, I'm nervous to spend work. My kitties are here, and you know what I mean? Like, I don't like being away from them that long.
My cats, I don't have them anymore, but my cat, like, when it was a kitten, every time I went for a drive, I just took it with me.
Yeah.
And so it was good in the car after, you know, nice. By the time it was 1 year old, it just sat next to me in the seat
cool.
or sat up on the heater thing and, like, enjoyed the heat air while we drive to the gas station or whatever.
That's awesome.
But anyway, that's too late for that.
So, I mean, at least there's the potential for, I mean, I'm just being there for 4 days, the amount of doors that opened were huge.
You're going to be there for more than that.
Okay.
It's yeah. So really goal is to and yes, you're going to miss things here, but when you're here, you're missing things there. there's no winning.
Okay.
And that's the Marna Karkistana. There's no winning. He said it feels like you're dying. It's not feels like you're dying, and not in this situation. It's just like there's no winning. It's like you want to be there, you want to be here. It's just you're torn either way. And so there's more than 4 to 7 days down there a month. And that's okay. It's good. There's a nice setup happening. What's the house you're going to be living in down there?
Well, I don't know. Right now I've been staying in Jesse's house, uh-huh. which is palatial. For sure. They might move.
But do you see? It's palatial. You know, right there. The prajna indicated clearly.
It's basically my house, but there.
Yeah.
Like basically. Yeah. But it's very expensive.
Yeah.
And right now I just stay with them when I'm there, and they might move, but if they want to move, then somebody would need to take it
mm-hmm.
over, which I wouldn't be able to do by myself.
Even if they move, whether you take that over yourself or if they move into another palatial place, yeah. Yeah, so there's plenty of time down there. So just kind of let go a little bit. And know that if you're too much up here, you're suffering. If you're too much down there, you're suffering. And just get that's just part of it all. That's just, it's there in the stars. There's this little bit of a torn between two places energy. But by doing that, it helps everything else manifest.
By being down there. Or just in general.
Just by splitting it.
Splitting it.
More, what I'm saying is, you know, when you're up here, there's all this, like, missing stuff that you're missing down there, right?
Right.
And it hurts on a certain level.
It does.
And when you're down there, you're missing your cats and all kinds of events
the
that are happening up here.
And people.
Yeah, so there, it hurts. And that hurt, that's
the
karma.
That's
the
vibe. Okay.
That's the karma. And that's the karma. For right now, that's the natal karma, and the prajna is confirming that you can't get out of that. So just... don't let that be a factor of deciding in this stuff, because it's just there.
Okay.
And go with the work opportunity and really take it and really make sure that the work is successful. That's more important.
Okay.
Okay. Go. Stay more. Will be some hurt.
I'm curious about something that's not being said.
Yes. That's for you guys to figure out.
I know. I'm gonna go home and figure this out.
God, you saw it. It just like the mute turned on by itself. Like as I'm writing the notes on your thing, it was
yeah.
like what didn't get mentioned.
So this brings me to January. Like, is that a good time to travel and have an opportunity to go to Kenya and Morocco?
Our next one, question three. That's Venus.
Oh.
So.
Order of questions.
It's all yeah.
Got it.
So even though you don't know, it doesn't matter if you don't know. It's
right.
it's all perfect. Like the universe brought it into your head, perfect for how this all unfolds, and all right. So I'm just gonna take a sip. I have a little breather.
I'm learning so much by this experience.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Look, I watched the sky go.
It's amazing.
I love it.
I'm always like, wait, what do you mean by that? What do you mean? He's like, you gotta take classes. I can't get it to you right now.
It's
but here, these guys are taking classes, so
amazing.
It's they're getting. We had other plans for today's
slowly.
Class, but I think this is good enough, right, Frank?
Yeah, this is great. Yeah.
Okay. No complaints, right? All right. And I'll send Maggie the recording so she can listen and not miss out on everything we're doing. Frank and Maggie, which Maggie tried to sign on, didn't work. They're already done, and he's just finishing up, and then they're ready for level two.
For me.
They're ready for level two, and yeah.
It's always good to review.
Especially with this. I'm going to be reviewing these next couple of weeks before the next class a lot.
Do we have, or we don't have a class next week?
Or, well, I mean, we're before the next semester, you know. I don't know if we have time off, but if we do, I'll be studying.
We start January 12th, but the first section is a very, we go deep into philosophy.
Okay.
It's very philosophical, the beginning of level two.
Cool.
And I think you might have not been here the day I talked to Frank and Maggie about it. It could be just an intellectual teaching, or it's an initiation. You know, depending on, because it's knowledge that if you get it, it changes the way you perceive the whole universe.
Mm-hmm.
You see how much you already see the universe differently, right?
Yeah, I love it.
It takes it to the next level of really changing. You know, what eyes am I looking out of? What are these eyes looking at? And, you know, when we get that, the proper perspective, then the Jyotish, it all, you see how it all just makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it's just like,
exciting.
Level two, yes.
I would really recommend doing the first one.
And this is my last plain level one for right now. And the next level one is going to be for psychologists and licensed practitioners only. I want a real serious group, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to record it again and make a... Because the recordings are from 2010 and 11,
uh-huh.
And right? Is that the...
I believe so. Definitely, yeah. 2011.
Yeah, so I want a new updated one, but it's going to be a very different level than the present recordings. It's like really going to be meant for professionals.
Nice.
And not professional astrologers, but people who have practices who are bringing in astrology. All right, so let's go. We're on... travel in January, and I'm feeling tired, and so, you know, do you see how I kind of took a break? I took a drink. I'm feeling tired. I kind of like took a different conversation direction. I come back to it, travel, and it's like, so this is important.
Mm-hmm.
This is important. If I'm feeling tired, that's part of the answer.
It's gonna be tiring.
But you see how I'm paying attention to how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
There's some exhaustion happening in this travel. This travel is going to be exhausting her. Is she not tired enough? I haven't even looked at the chart yet. Just being aware.
Mm-hmm.
My somatic experience is playing into this prashna. All right.
Since we're looking...
Yeah.
We're looking at this from Venus?
We're looking at this from Venus.
Would we play that into the Karaka, and like she had trouble getting here and delays and all that? Would we consider that as part of a...
We could. Yeah. We could. But then we'd want to see what does Saturn have to do with it. And Saturn is not involved with Venus. The delay is Saturn. And so was it that it was more the travel that was delayed, not the car that had an issue? And the car is Venus, the travel is Mercury. So that would mean if there was one more question, that's Mercury. That we could take that into the next question. But I don't think we're going to take it into this one. But so from here we have Jupiter, it's gone to the 10th. And so we're going to be playing out some of this similarity between the, you know, when we were reading from the moon. Same combinations there. And is that let's see. Oh, I gotta. So, I haven't really taught you guys this because this is more advanced. I think Frank, you and the Parashara course have touched into this. The sublords of Sagittarius and Virgo. Have you done this? Co-lords of Sag and Virgo?
That's wrong.
I haven't. I remember some other colors, but not the Sag one. We wouldn't be taking K2 on that, would we?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's Pisces, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that in the book by Hart de Faux? He mentioned the dueler.
Pisces and Virgo.
Yeah, well, the main ones I remember, was Pisces with K2 and then Taurus with Moon colorating.
With Moon and Rahu with Virgo. So I have, but I have the option here of instead of using Jupiter, of using K2. I have that option. You know, when we do these secondary lords, and it's not a primary lord, but I'm in Prashna right now. I have a lot more room to play. And if I did use K2, where's K2 gone from this?
Third
house of short travels. So I'm gonna utilize K2 instead, because that's giving me this short travel energy.
Yeah.
So we're taking the fact that the exaltation of K2 in Sagittarius, and we're taking that as being having some energy of Sag, bringing that to the third house, because we've already done the Jupiter, already read from Jupiter, and really, I mean, if she was traveling for work, then I would use Jupiter. If she's traveling for other just short travel to
her interests,
then we're gonna use K2, and we'll ask her in a minute, you know. But before we do that, let's jump over real fast and look at the Rashi, and short travels is third, long travels is ninth, and we got an indication that it's just a third house travel. And we look, and the lord of that is Jupiter, and we see that the question is coming from a sign of Jupiter, as it is, so we're getting some bunda there, and Jupiter's gone to the 10th house. So from the Rashi, it's saying that maybe it is Jupiter that's giving the results, right? Do you see how the third lord is Jupiter and it's gone to the 10th? And then we go over here and it is to the 10th. So the Rashi's saying, well, maybe it is for work. Maybe there is some work component here. Any which way. And it's exalted. We have an exalted Jupiter on Aruta Lagna. So travel is always
positive,
high class. It always rolls, you know, on the high end of nice places and everything is exalted. So what's the questions relative to travel?
Well, I have an invitation to go to Kenya with Lucas.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking of, while I'm in Kenya, then I could go to Morocco and do a business travel trip for Dulab.
What would you do in what is it? In Kenya and then...
Kenya is more just explore.
And then
Morocco would be a business,
because you're thinking of doing a retreat or something there.
No, that'd be business shopping trip, Morocco or India.
What would you get in Morocco?
Like textiles and things for
just
interior,
to hang and decorate
for the interior. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Same thing for India for interior.
Uh-huh.
So I was thinking, since I'm in Africa, maybe I could shoot up to Morocco and make that a business trip.
All right. So what do you think? You got 1 minute.
I'm not ready to do this.
Just quick. What we already analyzed this before. So now, based upon our question, how do we interpret what we saw before?
Well, I mean, if we're taking Jupiter as Lord or K2, or just using both.
She just told us.
Okay, well, there we go. There's two options.
Two options, but she just clarified.
Yeah.
Her question clarified the answer.
Yes.
We already knew the answer, but by her question, it just gave us all the forms that the answer needs.
So we have a trip for fun and a trip for business, potentially. Yeah,
potentially. And is it a good idea?
K2.
Is Is there anything saying it's a bad idea?
I don't know. Here, let's see. I don't know. The Africa maybe doesn't look as.
Oh, you need some work.
I do. Don't embarrass me in front of your clients. Why don't you just?
Freed embarrasses people in front of everyone.
That's sad. That's just dumb. All right, fine. Go ahead.
The pleasure part might not be as beneficial or as fun as she might expect or want, but definitely it's going to be good for business, so why not? So the focus might be more on the business side.
Perfect, Frank, perfect.
That's what I was leading to.
But look, so the K2's in a part of Artana with that Saturn. So yes. It's going back to its own house, but it's Saturn who's taking it back there. It's just not the most beneficial thing. You know, it's digging up Saturn K2 conjunction, that's ghosts.
It's in the 12th. That's what I was
doing. And it's in the 12th. So it brings, it's bringing up all kinds of past stuff is coming up. It's like, it's a time for processing all kinds of junk. And 12th house is fine for a travel question, you know, because it's travel. So abroad, importing this and that, it's fine. But that fun aspect that we saw in there, it's not going to be as fun as we would like. There's more processing and junk there. But we see that just like Frank said, you know, we see that the business side is good. We see that the short travel in Hirashi, we see the short travels for business things is you know, that Jupiter is Lord of the Third in the 10th for business. It's business travel trips are always good. For fun ones, there can be issues. And the Prashna is telling us that right there. So, and you hit it on the spot, Frank. You took the words out of my mouth.
Mine too.
Make sure that, you know, go see Kenya, but make it a short trip.
Okay.
You know, don't plan too much there. Just because it's, you know, there's this
stuff and things.
Stuff, yeah. But the business trip sounds awesome.
Okay.
Looks fun. Looks like you always have good luck doing that.
I do. That's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
Well, I'm going to set up another one with you, though. It's private. Also. But thank you. That was really fun.
And that was exactly what was meant to happen. All right. And so we have 15 more minutes, and I don't think that's enough time to look at your research, Frank. So that'll give you more time to play with the Sri Jyoti star and get it a nice in there, easy to look at. And it gives you a little bit more time to go back and I want the reading to happen beforehand. Fully process the reading, have your notes. You can read straight from your notes, it's fine.
Okay.
There's, you know, when you give a reading, you can sit there with your book and study it all before you read and have notes next to you when you do a reading. I mean, my notes are just scribbles on the chart. You know, I don't, and sometimes I sit there and I see something and I'll pick up a book and I'll look and I'll read a few verses on things just to kind of get deeper insight before I sit with the client and I put the note on the chart. So do your notes, do them big, have big notes. I want fast and clean. When you come in next time to look at the chart.
You got it.
And let's see. Our next time is December 8th. Okay.
I was, I was just trying to note all the things that I need to note. I wasn't really prepared to actually read it, to be honest. So.
Don't waste my time. Be ready to read it. This is your final test. Be ready to read, have read it to her. That way you're giving us the report. You're reading the chart to us and reporting how she responded. Like, I mean, if right now, if Isis, if this reading we just gave her was your report, you could sit there and say, well, I said this and she said, oh, that's good. I do always have good luck doing that. And she confirmed. You know, so I want that. I want to know what you said and how the client reacted.
Okay.
Well, you're right, were you wrong? And if you were wrong, what did you see wrong, and what was the better way to say it? And did she slap you because you said something so wrong, or did she say, oh, thank you at the end? I want the details. And if it doesn't go good enough, then we have you do it again.
We'll work good next time.
Wait, so we're meeting the 8th, and then we start up to level 2 on the 12th?
We'll start the 8th. We're meeting on the 8th. Hopefully we can finish. But the 12th, I would like to start the level 2. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice. Start the new year studying the creation of the universe.
Sounds amazing.
All right.
Thank you, Frida.